我很荣幸的今天早上。
As you move forward in the new year, this is a good time to think about your commitment to God's word.
从新年往下看，这是个很好的时间，让你跟上帝继续的建立你们的关系。
With this in mind, I want to take you to the book of Joshua. This book takes us to a critical period in Israel's history.
讲到这些，让我回忆到约书亚书，上帝给约书亚一些很好的帮助。
After 40 years of wandering, it was time for Israel to enter and conquer the promised land with a new leader, Joshua.
在四十年的旷野徘徊，加书亚带着他们的子民进入应许地。
In the book of Joshua, you will see that Joshua was a type of Jesus. The Hebrew equivalent to Joshua in Greek is the name Jesus.
你看约书亚这个人，约书亚的希伯来文翻译出来就是耶稣的意思。
And much like Jesus, Joshua would lead his people to victory and bring them to a place of rest.
他很像耶稣的做法，他会带领他的人民进入应许地胜利的。
Now, before they started their new journey into the promised land, God set conditions through his servant Joshua.
在没有带他们进入应许地以前，上帝把情形先告诉了约书亚。
In other words, a successful future wouldn't just fall out of the sky. There are a few things that they were called to do as his people.
成功的事情不会像天上掉馅饼下来，你就必须要一步一步的去做。
So let's look at what God promised them and what he required of them.
我们来看一看上帝答应了什么，他做了些什么。
So I'm going to read Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 through 9. I'll read it in English first, and then you'll hear it in Chinese. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan into the land that I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. But be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了之后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要站起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列的人的地方。凡你们脚上所踏足之地，我都照着我所应许的摩西的话赐给你们，从旷野这个黎巴嫩直到幼发拉底的大河，赫人的全地，又有大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子必无一能人能在你面前站立得住。我怎么样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当强壮壮胆，因为你必使这些百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强 大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你一切的律法，不可偏离左右，使你们无论往哪儿去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你们的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你们谨守遵行书上所写的一切，如此你们的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐过你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌，因为你所无论到哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Let's look at four truths this morning, and you can follow these four points on your outline.
让我们从四个真实的重点往下看。
The first truth is that God remains faithful to his promises.
第一个重点是上帝答应的话必实现。
After many years of slavery in Egypt and 40 years in the desert, Moses' leadership came to an end.
当他们在埃及做奴隶，旷野徘徊40年，摩西的日子到了尽头。
Yet we must never forget that Moses played an important part in Israel's history. It was Moses who led God's people out of Egypt.
不要忘记，虽然摩西的日子过去，不要忘记摩西带领了他们走的这段路。
In fact, it was Moses who led them through difficult years in the wilderness. For 40 years, he was their leader in religious, domestic, judicial, military, and even civic concerns.
他不要忘记，摩西带领以色列人最困难的境界，40年的徘徊。都是在摩西掌管一切之下。
In fact, Deuteronomy 34:10-11 says, "Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those miraculous signs and wonders the Lord sent to him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials, and to his whole land."
自从摩西跟神面对面的聊天，摩西带领他所有的门徒说一切一切的经过以后，再也没有这些人出现了。
So Moses was held in high regard by God and by his people.
摩西的地位在神在他的子民心中是高尚的。当他129岁去世，人们哀悼了30天为他。
After the grieving, Joshua was then appointed to be successor of Moses.
当他们又悲伤之后，约书亚是他们下一个领袖。
For many years, Joshua assisted Moses receiving on-the-job training.
过去很多年，约书亚常常帮助摩西做一些某些决定。
Plus, the Bible describes Joshua as a man with a deep trust in God and a man filled with the spirit of wisdom.
圣经告诉我们说，约书亚是一个很属灵、很正式、很勇敢的。圣经记载说。
And so Joshua was commissioned to lead God's people.And his first assignment was to get the people ready to cross the Jordan.
约书亚就接受了他第一个任务，是带领他的子民过约旦河。
Why? Because God was about to give them the land that He promised long ago.
为什么呢？因为过了约旦河就是他们的应许地。
You see, God promised land in an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝答应过给土地给阿伯拉罕跟他的子孙。
And in Genesis 12:7, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring, I will give this land."
他告诉阿伯拉罕说，你的子孙，我会把这些地给他们。
And here in verses 3 and 4, God says, "I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses, your territory."Which extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west.
耶稣答应他们说，我就好像我答应，以前在你们所脚踏过的地方，应许地一直到大海。
And so after all these years, after all the trials that they went through, their time had finally come.
这些年的旷野的徘徊，他们的时间终于来临了。他终于，上帝对他们的应许，在他面前应现了，就是他们的土地。你知道，上帝在圣经里面记载每一个决定，每一个应许都是实现的。
According to one person's count, there are 3,575 promises in the Bible, and these promises still impact you.
有一个人曾经算过，圣经上有3573个应许，上帝应许给我们的。
For example, in Philippians, we are promised that my God will meet all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
上帝说，在腓立比书里面说，上帝会带给你们每个人，你们都会得到的应许。
When you and I struggle with temptation.1 Corinthians 10:13 it says no temptation has seized you except what is common to man and God is faithful he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear but when you are tempted he will also provide a way so that you can stand up under it
上帝说你们必会接受试探可是我给你的试探不会多过你不能承受的神也答应过我们说他会祝福他所建立的教会直到永远最后一天。
So when we move forward in this new year, we should remember that our God is faithful to his promise.
所以在这个新年里面第一件事情要记得是上帝是实现的会应许的。
The next truth I see is that God promises never to leave us nor forsake us.
下面神答应我们说他绝对不会离开我们。
After God instructed Joshua to get ready to cross the Jordan, he offered Joshua and the people a word of encouragement.
在上帝让约书亚准备过约旦河的时候他给了他些鼓励。
He said to Joshua, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
他告诉约书亚说，在你有生之日，没有人能够在你面前比你更强大。
I don't think most of us understand how encouraging these words were to Joshua and the people.
我相信不是每个人了解他给约书亚多大的一个信心。
You see, as Israel's new leader,
做以色列的最新的领袖他是必须要领以色列人做三件事
First, he would lead them to enter the land, which required crossing the Jordan River.
首先是进入应许地必须要跨约旦河
Second, he would lead them to conquer their enemies, which meant 7 years of battles.
第二个是他要经过战争7年的战争把他敌人打败把应许地拿过来然后他带领他子民进入应许地应许地分配好给他的子民记到上帝答应应许地可是你自己还得去拿土地是个礼物摆在你手上可是你必须经过你的战争奋斗去得到 好像上帝应许你我的东西，虽然他是给了我们，可是你必须要去奋斗去拿到。
So when God's people were outnumbered, God promised that no one would stand up against them.
虽然你的敌人比你多，上帝答应你说，没有人会比你更强。
Just like the church, the gates of Hades will never overcome it.
就好像教堂一样。是持续永远的。
And so God says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我应许摩西的，我跟他在一起，我也应许你们跟你在一起。
And I want you to hear this: the secret to Moses' success was God's presence with them.
你要了解，摩西因为上帝与他同在。所以他才能成功一切。
This was true with Joshua.
对于约书亚说也是这样子。
This applies to the church as well. In Matthew 28:19-20, which you've heard many times, it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you." And then, what does he say? "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
就好像上帝告诉你们建我的教堂，去造万民做我子民，你让他们受洗，我必与他们同在。所以这是上帝给你我的应许，他会与你我同在，一起走过一切。
So in verse 5, God says to Joshua, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
他说：“约书亚，我绝对不会离开你，我会救你的。”
Based on verse 9, there will be times when Joshua and the people of God would be terrified and they would be discouraged.
常常有些事情让约书亚和他的跟随者恐惧或者失去战斗力。
You see, their enemy, the Canaanites, were a strong people, advanced in warfare with fortified cities. They were afraid of them.
你知道吗？他们的是敌人，比他们又高又大，他们的武器又精准。
God reminded Joshua that he would not abandon his people.
上帝跟约书亚说：“不要放弃你的子民。”
If you are a follower of Jesus Christ today, the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will not leave you nor forsake you.
他当初跟亚伯拉罕也是告诉他们说。你跟你的子子孙孙，我不会离开他们。
And if Jesus is Lord of your life, you never have to pray, "Lord, be with me," because He is always with you.
你在你主面前，不要常常说主啊，请你与我同在，因为他已经与你同在了。
He walks with you, He talks with you, and no man can stand up against what the Lord is doing in your very life.
他跟你同行，他跟你说话。没有人能够挡住主带你带领你走的路。上帝为我们也可以针对我们。
This means whatever trials you experience as a church, whatever challenge you face as an individual, you can be sure that God will not leave you nor forsake you.
你在教会里，在世界上一切的挑战，你可以清楚地知道，上帝不会离开你，他会与你同在。
So he will guide you and he will carry you through the tough times.
他会带领你，他会抱着你一起走艰难的路。
The next truth I see in this passage is that God requires, or yes, God requires we be courageous during battles.
下面一个。上帝的要求，当你战争的时候，必须勇敢。
After a word of encouragement, Joshua then received a word of exhortation. God says to Joshua to be strong and courageous numerous times.
虽然上帝告诉约书亚多次，就是增加他的信心。
In the Bible, usually when God repeats something, He does it because something.It is something they really need to hear.
在圣经上，主耶稣重复用的字语，他是觉得 这是你需要听到的。
You see, even though God called and commissioned Joshua, God never promised Joshua and his people a trouble-free journey in the promised land.
虽然上帝给了约书亚应许地，可是他从来没有答应过应许地会白白送在你手上。
In fact, Joshua faced a huge task ahead of him. He would lead his people to claim their inheritance that God swore to give to them.
约书亚其实他压力非常重，他要领导他的子民去拿这块上帝的应许地。常常他会觉得他的敌人的力量真是不能够他抵挡得住的。
Joshua would feel the pressure of leading an obstinate people without his mentor Moses by his side.
他会常常也觉得，当他带领他的子民，他没有摩西再给他指导的时候，他觉得有压力。约书亚是一个奴隶的徒弟儿子，在埃及的时候，现在被神来使用。上帝告诉他说：“比勇敢，往前走。”这些勇气不是说约书亚自己一个人的勇气。这是没有你其他的人可以帮你，只有你的神上帝。这些勇气是你知道神与你同在。他这种勇气是上帝给你一件差事的时候，你可以努力做得到。这种勇气在你身上，虽然在你周边的人都跟你有不一样的看法的时候，他告诉你说，你要至少脚步要站得稳，自己要有信心往下做。当你在教堂里面的一份子，你常常也觉得你需要上帝给你的力量。所以就像约书亚，他也曾经有觉得虽然上帝给他的力量，他仍然会有害怕或者胆怯的时候。所以常常在我们会友中，有一些人会有软弱，会有失望的时候，可是教会要代表主的力量给他们。上帝要你每一个人专心注意你要做的事。当上帝叫摩西带领以色列人出去，现在一切的责任都在约书亚的身上了。
Verse 7 says, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. They were not to deviate to the right or to the left, but to stay focused on God's word."
要约书亚能够聚精会神，摩西跟我当初给你的路，不要偏左或者偏右，要向前直走。
This instruction would become such an important word to Joshua that Joshua quotes it to the people at the close of his ministry.
这些话带给约书亚，让他带领他的子民的时候，你必须告诉你的子民不能偏左偏右。人是软弱的，常常在你不留意的时候，你的定心会飘荡的。所以约书亚叫他的子民把眼睛放在神的身上。他告诉你，让你所说的话一点都不要偏离圣经的路。
Israel had an interesting practice back then. They would actually mutter out loud while they studied and reflected on God's word.
他们在看圣经的时候，常常会把里面重要的事情通通大声的朗诵出来。
So the idea here is when they muttered God's word out loud to themselves, it would not depart their mouth and it would be constantly on their mind.
这样子的话，他时时刻刻都会有这些声音在他心里。今天你跟我也可以照样的这么做。当你一遍一遍重复的朗诵出来，会在你心中扎根的。诗篇告诉我们说，你爱你的主，你每天就必须要照我的事情这么做。
So what do? We meditate on it. We ponder the word of God. We give it serious thought. Why? So that we can do what is written in it.
所以我们常常可以不断地提醒你，圣经告诉我们说些什么，要我们做些什么。当我们按照主的吩咐，你就会得到最后的胜利。
Now keep in mind, prosperity here is not riches and fame. Riches and fame do not impress God like it often does us.
要看清楚，上帝的赏赐不是你在世间上的荣华富贵。他所让你完成的赏赐，是你完成了上帝给你的旨命。
And so here, God's immediate will was that Joshua and the people would conquer and settle in the land.
这边约书亚带领他的子民把应许地拿了下来。
This was a specific assignment given by God, and if they completed the task, they would be prosperous and successful.
他这个是很清楚上帝指给他们叫他们走的路，所以他们做到了。
You see, this kind of success he's talking about comes by obedience. To succeed in life is to thrive on knowing and doing God's will.
他这种的胜利是不断的在聆听上帝按照他的话语去做，按照他给你的路去走。成功是在你行动上，人家可以看到主。
You see, the overall theme of Joshua is God blessed his people when they obeyed him.
大纲上，约书亚带领子民进入应许地。
It's not about luck, it's not about positive thinking, it's about the choices that we make.
不是一切东西，而是我们自己的选择。是我们在我们生命中，我们选择去荣耀主。上帝叫你们听到上帝的话语， 服从上帝的话语。
And so I ask you as we prepare to close this morning or this afternoon, what is God's message to you?
在我讲完今天的道时候，想想看，上帝叫你我做什么？
What does he want to accomplish through his church here?
他要在这个教堂完成些什么？我挑战大家看准神的话语，照他的路去走，在2020年。当初带领约书亚进入应许地的神，也会带领大家走完2020。我待会祈祷的时候，要大家应许在你这个教会的应许的事情。
If you follow him and trust him, you have the opportunity to see God do great things in your midst.
假如你听从神的话语，你就会看到神的奇迹。
Before you make a commitment to this church, a personal relationship with Christ must be first.
当你应许在教会里面成事工的时候，必须先有神在你的心里。
This relationship with Jesus Christ begins when we turn from sin and we place our faith in Jesus Christ.
你跟神的关系，在你离开一切的罪，往向神的时候，那一刹那间就是。
You see, God loves you so much.
上帝爱你们。甚至于牺牲他的儿子为你们赦罪。当我们信主的时候，你一切的罪行就给赦免
了。
假如今天你认为我这番话有启动你的话，你可以来跟我说，跟邓牧师说。
Let's pray together.
我们祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your authoritative word.
上帝，感谢您的话语。
We thank you for your promises.
感谢您的应许。
We thank you for the practical instruction.
感谢您用约书亚的书来教导我们今天。
Father, help us to fall in love with your word even deeper in the new year.
请你今天让我们对你的话语、对你的事工更加深深的爱上。
Help us to find new satisfaction in the word of truth.
让我们在真理中找到更大的满足。
And as we go to your word, may we also trust.
我们会相信您给我们的应许。
Father, we understand through your word you can accomplish much.
主，我知道您说的话，希望在我们身上出现。
And so in the new year we pray for courage.
所以今年我们向您祈求我们的勇气。
We pray for boldness.
让我们能够走得出去。让我们勇气跟走得出去是跟随您的道路。也希望能够有勇气去按照你要我们走的路去走。
Thank you, Lord, for loving us through your son.
我们感谢上帝赐给我们您的儿子。
Continue to work in our lives.
继续在我们身上做工。希望您照顾这间教会。
We ask this all in Jesus' name.
因上帝圣名。